T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ben, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Ron. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. I got a question for you, though. I saw on your Twitter account, I know you have a woman that runs it for you. Did I really see a picture of you in the Bahamas watching the Army-Miami of Ohio game?
Can you believe it? I said, here's the craziest story. We were down there, and we went to these villas one day. We took a boat ride over and spent some time over there. We went to this little, one of the islands we went to had 200 people on it, okay? So it's a small little island. We went there to this little restaurant, shack, whatever you want to call it, for lunch, and it was a Steeler bar. Like we
a Steelers bar.
There was Steeler stuff hanging all over the walls in this little restaurant place. And I talked to the owner. She said her husband was a big Steeler fan, so they had Steeler stuff hanging everywhere. And it was blowing my mind. And then the TV was on, and I said, well, let's see what college football games are on. And the like third one we came to was Miami, Ohio Army, so I had to watch it. That was just so crazy.
You go to the Bahamas and watch your alma mater play, I'll tell you. That's
right.
Pretty impressive. I'm sure you had a great
– everywhere, Steeler fans everywhere.
They are everywhere. I'm sure you had a great weekend. Now you're back to work. I have to think the mood in that locker room was pretty good yesterday with Cleveland, Baltimore, Cincinnati all losing while you were resting, and now you're kind of ready to get started on the second half of the season.
Yeah, you know, this is a really important stretch for us coming up these next two games, but none bigger and more important than this one at home. You know, we tied them last time we played them, and you know, we like you said, we got to rest in, and we want to get back to playing football. We're excited for it.
I got to ask you about the news story of the day. It seems to be gathering some legs. Apparently, Antonio tweeted out yesterday how much he'd like to have Patrick Peterson on your team. Ramon was asked about it by the morning show today, and he said, yeah, we sit around and talk about stuff like that. I was stunned. I mean, do you guys really sit around and say, hey, maybe get this guy, he can help us?
Well, some guys might. I mean, it depends on how well that's known in the locker room. He's got friends. I remember when Joe Hayden became available, and obviously Pouncey and Gilbert knew him well, so you know, there was some, you know, that those kind of things, knowing him. Obviously, I saw that Patrick named a couple places he'd like to go, but I also saw the Cardinals said they wouldn't trade him. So just like any other NFL news story, you never really jump or dive in too far until you know for sure some positive details.
No, that's right. You never know for sure. Speaking of other news, Ben, while you were away, they announced the fine for Burfict last week, $112,000. But no suspension. I know you had some strong opinions on that whole thing last week. What did you think when the fine came down?
You know what? Honestly, Ron, it was one of those things that I've moved on. You have to. You can't sit there and dwell on him and it and all those things, because it'll consume your mind. You have to move on and move forward. I feel like I spoke my mind, and most of us spoke our minds after that game when it was fresh and when it was relevant. And now we just move on. You know, we talk and dwell on what it should have been, what could have been. We just say, hey, who's next on our schedule?
Well, the Cleveland Browns are next on your schedule, and I know you take that game very personally, being from Ohio. They drafted Kellen Winslow Jr. instead of you, much to their everlasting regret. And I know you kind of wasted a chance to increase your all-time win total at Cleveland Stadium in the opener. You're the I can't even say it without laughing. You're the winningest quarterback at Cleveland Stadium. I know you weren't happy with how you played that day in a 21-21 tie.
Yeah, disappointing. You know, it's not a loss, but it feels like one, you know. And it's AFC North football. It's in Cleveland. It's the first game of the year. You want to come out and perform. And, you know, we turned the ball over too many times and still had a chance to win it. So You know, we're looking forward to this game, as I'm sure they are as well. You know, it's a fight that they have seen off right now. And, you know, we want to perform at home. We did last time at Heinz Field for our fans, and we want to do it again.
Ben, Ramon talked about the Cleveland defense today, and I know how much respect you have for them. He called Myles Garrett just a freak of nature and said he's going to be one of the all-time greats. Talk about their defense a little bit and him in particular.
Yeah, really, really good football player. You know, gets after the quarterback, makes it hard to throw, makes it hard to run, very disruptive. And obviously we saw the first time we played in that secondary, they turn the ball over. They catch the ball when it comes their way. And, you know, this is a big challenge for us. We said going into that first game that this is going to be one of the better defenses we face all year, and I still stand by that.
News coming out of Cleveland over the weekend. Hugh Jackson saying he's going to take over the offense more. You know who the offensive coordinator is in Cleveland. I'm sure you heard that. Hugh Jackson, Ben, is 3-35-1 as a head coach, and I'm speaking, it's not you. I hope he does take over the play calling for them. What did you think when you saw Todd in the middle of that?
Well, I can't imagine that Coach Todd was too happy with all that talk, and I don't know what he's going to say to Coach Jackson or his players and things like that, but obviously Todd has a pretty good track record. I mean, he's been to a Super Bowl as a head coach. You know, he was part of this offense here that was very productive for the many years he was here. So, you know, but Coach Jackson's right. It's his team. He has the right to do what he chooses and how he wants to call plays or who calls the plays. So, you know, that's up to them to work it out. I'm sure those two have had at least a talk or two behind closed doors. But if Coach Todd or Coach Jackson wants to let everyone know what was said, I'm sure we all would love to hear it.
Well, they did on Hard Knocks earlier this summer. You know that.
True.
So maybe I think Todd speaks on Thursday. Maybe we'll hear something then. Ben, while we're talking offensive coordinators, how's it working out with Randy Feetner? I know you've had a great relationship with him over the years. Is he settling in? How comfortable are you with him?
Yeah, I mean, I think things are going really well. I think that you know, we're doing some really good things on offense. I think the communication is going well. It's not like we haven't had a couple hiccups here and there. But the great thing is, as it was with other coordinators and player coaches, is even if you have a disagreement, an argument, whatever you want to call it, the key is how do you move on, how fast can you move on, how do you just kind of let it be water under a bridge, and we've done that. And I think things are going really well. To me, once again, I say it doesn't seem like anything's changed from when he was a quarterback coach. So that's a good thing.
It's so funny you talk about, you know, previous coordinators, and I know how close you were to Bruce Arians. And maybe if you can share the story a little bit. I remember you telling me he would yell at you, and you'd yell back, "I'm not Peyton Manning. I can't do it Peyton Manning's way."
Yeah, we would have our disagreements, and like I said, I think every kind of healthy, I know it sounds crazy, but every healthy relationship probably does. And, you know, we would, you know, everyone always assumed that it was all just, you know, rainbows and cupcakes or whatever they say, and it wasn't always that. So, we would get on the practice, and I'd say something back to him. We'd talk, we'd communicate, whatever, and then, you know, every once in a while, I'd throw that old thing at him.
You are listening to the number one Cochran Ben Roethlisberger show. It's brought to you by number one Cochran, Hartman Company, and Hovis Auto and Truck Supply. Ben, your record, Tomlin's record, your record in October, November, December is just absolutely astonishing. But I think you're 1-4 after the bye the past 5 years. What do you have to do different this week? Why, it's kind of inexplicable, that 1-4 record.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that. You know, we got to do. We got to come out and win the football game. You know, play good football, start fast. You know, we need to kind of keep it going. You know, we can't ease into it or whatever you want to say. We need to come out and get right into it. There might be a little bit of rust. We all need to knock off a little bit, but you know, we need to come out and start fast and play fast the whole game.
And you kind of done that the past 2 weeks. I mean, what do you, in your opinion, after the 1-2-1 start, what turned it around for you guys in those two wins against Atlanta and Cincinnati?
Well, I think, you know, we really kind of came out of the gate a little faster, obviously, in Atlanta, going down and scoring and seeming to put up points. And then Cincinnati is just a slugfest, and it's just about limiting mistakes. And I think that's been the key, is not making those mistakes, not turning the ball over, whatever you want to say, scoring in the red zone, things like that. So we just need to continue to not turn the ball over and score points.
You are on pace to have one of your greatest years, at least statistically, in terms of passing yards. Ben, has the game changed that much that I mean, we see these 43-40 scores now all of the time. The passing numbers are astronomical. Is it a different game than when you came into the league in 2004?
You know, it is. That goal every year, 30 points. Now it seems like everyone's going to do 40 points. You know, it's crazy. It's one of those things that, you know, you got to find ways to score points because other teams are going to score points. But you still have to work on being able to be relatively balanced, you know. And being balanced nowadays maybe isn't 50-50, you know, run pass. And maybe it's not 60. Maybe being balanced is 70-30 or 80-20. I don't know. But you got to be able to run the ball still. Because it helps set things up. Even some of the best teams, the best offenses, you look at, I believe the Chiefs and the Rams are two of the highest profile offenses. They're still finding ways to run the ball when they need to. So, you know, you can't just abandon the run, but you have to know when to use it to still be successful with it.
Speaking of being a young quarterback in 04 when you came in, you're going to be playing one this week, Baker Mayfield. Ben, how hard is it to step from college to the pros that first year? And we see some of these young guys, you know, Wentz and Goff are in their second year, but their careers are just taking off. It seems like there's such a great wave of quarterbacks coming in here now. How hard is it that first year to settle in, A, with your new teammates, win their respect, and then get it done when the other guys are trying to knock you into next week?
You know, it's tough. I was lucky because I was on a great football team when we were winning football games. When you win, it makes life a lot easier. So I couldn't imagine being on a team as a young guy coming in and not winning football games. That would be really tough. And I think you go from a full college season to training for the draft and combine and then right into a football season, your body just doesn't have time to rest. So you're physically worn out, you're mentally drained, and now you're out there playing a game with men, grown men playing football. So it's not an easy thing to do, but like I said, I was blessed and lucky enough to win football games in my rookie year, and it makes it a lot easier.
Ben, while you were away at the Steeler Bar in the Bahamas, James Conner was making the national media rounds, and he said that Le'Veon has kept in touch with him, compliments him after a game, and he said how much he's looking forward to being the duo. He said we would be unstoppable. Now, I don't know if that's just being politically correct. Do you find yourself at all thinking, just imagining what it might be like to have both of those guys?
Well, I think, yeah, I don't know if that's true or not, but either way, if it is, it would be great. I think that would be great having them both back there. Keeping a fresh healthy back there, kind of mixing and matching and maybe having them both back there at times, I think it would be maybe good for us.
You haven't heard from Le'Veon, right?
No, I have not. A lot of guys haven't.
That's what DeCastro said. He said, you know, it'd be great to have him, but we got to move on. And at the end of the day, it's all noise until he still comes in. I guess that's really the way you have to look at it, isn't it?
It is. You know, it was such a big deal early because I think we all didn't know what to expect. We expected him back at the end of training camp or the first game, you know, whatever it was. Now, it didn't happen. There's a lot of, you know, you heard a lot of noise. And then from there, we've all moved on. Obviously, yesterday at practice, there was more media there than ever. It's all just waiting to get a glimpse to see when he's going to show up. And for us, we just laugh because we're focused on winning a football game, not on who's going to show up or not.
I want to ask you about one player before I let you go. We get this call a lot. When is James Washington going to get a little more involved in the offense? Can you talk about how that process is going, Ben?
Well, I think he's doing well. I thought he took some really big steps early, which earned him some playing time, which got him in the game. And made some plays for us. And what he needs to make sure of is that he continues to get better and the game doesn't overwhelm him, that the game doesn't get too big for him, that he continues to make plays, he doesn't get frustrated, things like that. So, you know, we'll continue to use him. I think we need to sprinkle in just Hunter a little bit because he is a guy that's been around that can make plays for us. So I think the smart and prudent thing to do is to continue to use both guys and see who can kind of let the cream rise, you know, to the top as well.
All right, before I let you go, I got to ask you, did you buy a Mega Millions ticket?
I did not. I've got a lot of friends that do it, though.
You didn't? How can you turn down $1.6 billion? You're pretty lucky.
I am pretty lucky, but I don't think I've ever bought a lottery ticket in my life.
Well, you know what? I haven't either because I'm not that lucky, I can tell you. And I don't know what I'd do with $1.6 billion, you know?
Well, hopefully we can keep the show going.
Maybe, yeah, maybe go to the Bahamas like you did and find a Steelers bar. How about that?
There you go.
Hey, Ben, appreciate it as always. Good luck this week against Cleveland. Look forward to talking to you next Tuesday. And as always, man, stay healthy, okay?
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.